Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Grain futures, we are a mixed affair today. Soybeans holding strength alongside a soybean oil showing a gain of 57 cents on the December contract, 50.95 there last. Even canola is higher by $6 Canadian on the November contract, $613.60. Possible EPA news coming, that'll be friendly. What we do know is we are crushing the beans. When you compare to 2018, the past trade war, about 7% of the beans in North Dakota were crushed. Today, it's 47% of the beans are crushed. So definitely support more for the eastern part of the state on the basis. But nonetheless, beans are firm here despite the wide open harvest pressure that has been on them. They're pretty much wrapping up beans now, it seems like, as everything moves towards corn. But even still, corn could have had a rough day yesterday, did not, holding that 420 level. So with a big package going to be announced possibly today, about $14 billion for the farmer support package, it's going to keep some grain from flowing. Farmers will squirrel away any bushel they possibly can. And so that is forcing the buyers to bid for some grain, to go reach for it, which what's good for the goose is good for the gander, too. After a while, if you do start getting price rallies, it kind of tops them out a little bit sooner than you would expect because there's a lot of grain been squirreled away to get sold later on rather than now. The wheat trade just softening up again as we just bleed our way towards Black Sea wheat values since Egypt Saudi Arabia took a large purchase of optional origin wheat earlier this week. Yesterday it was announced, and of course that deflated our prices thinking we were going to get a piece of that action. So with that, we are still higher on the day on soybeans for November, up 4.25 cents, 10.22. The January up 3.5 cents, 10.39 and a quarter. March up 2.75, 10.53 and three quarters, and that's bull spreading during harvest season. The front stronger than the deferred as far as gains per day. It's quite a friendly development that implies beans, for whatever reason, see upside potential more than the downside. Remember the bears last year at this time were saying $9 beans forever, $9 beans in the spring, $9 beans later last summer. And where are we? We're always above 10 bucks. Even as late as late August, they were talking $9 beans on the board. They can't do it. Yes, the basis is horrible in North Dakota because nothing is going out the Pacific Northwest. But the board price, a lot of the producers in the East, they're catching, you know, 30, 40 cent basis discounts, not a buck 30, not a buck 60 as some face out here. But the board is improving. The corn market, December off 2 cents today at 419 and three quarters. March off 2.436 and a quarter. May down 2 cents, 445 and a quarter. Wheat slumping. We are down 5.5 cents on December Chicago, 5.07 and a quarter. Kansas December is off 4.25, 4.91 and a quarter. Minneapolis December new lows down 3.5 cents at 5.53. March Minneapolis off 3.25, 5.73 as farmers sweep the bins, the dryer bins to make room for the corn crop. The wheat's got to go somewhere, and if it's going across the scale, it's got to get sold. And so pressure stays on the spring wheat. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Call us, 701-222-0221. On the cattle trade, we are back into recovery mode again today. Of course, it was announced late yesterday another animal infected with the New World screwworm was found in Mexico, but it was not 70 miles south of the border. It was 170 miles south of the Mexican-U.S. border. Still creates concern, and so that has the cattle trade back firming up, but the box beef also up $1.19 on the choice. That's second day in a row gains now. Select is up 94 cents. October cattle, $1.40 higher, $2.3327. December gaining $1.22, $2.3790. February cattle up $1.32 at $2.4095. In the feeder cattle, the October contract jumping above the cash index now. We're up $3.25 to $3.6565. November feeders higher by $3.72, $3.6452. January up $4.22. We're just shy of 360. We're at 359.42, up $4.22. Hog futures, though, they're under pressure. October off 27 cents, 98.05. December hogs giving up $1, 86.27. February down $1.15 at 88.35. New all-time highs again today. It's Groundhog Day for gold. We are over $4,000, have been both sides of $4,000 today, but currently going to settle them on the day session settlement, up $30 on December gold, $4,006.30. Silver December, though, is off 87 cents, $47.51. It did not make new follow-through highs today, stalling out at $48.55 and dropping $1.50 at one point, but we're down 86 cents, like I said, 47.58 last. Dollar index is over 98. It's 98.18 right now, up 37 cents. While Bitcoin tumbles at down $4,255 on the October Bitcoin contract, $122,060 last. And crude oil has had quite the range today. We were down a dollar earlier in the session. Now we're just down 13 cents on November crude oil, $61.57. Gasoline, November, off a half a three-quarters of a penny right now, $189.30, while the diesel fuel contract gains a penny and a quarter to $2.25.50. Any questions on trading commodity futures or inquiring about livestock risk protection insurance, we can help you out. HeartlandInvest.com, 701-222-0221. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.